الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فتوقفنا في الأسبوع الماضي عند قول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وكتبه. We start last week at the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah in his matin of العقيدة الواسطية, at the statement of at saying وكتبه. We already dealt, since you were not here my brother, we dealt with the belief in Allah عز وجل and what that entails, and we dealt with the belief in angels, and we went into details, where does the word come from, the word malaika or malak, where it came from the linguistically, then we dealt with, you know, Islamically, legally, what does it mean, and what does it mean to believe in the angels. Everybody remembers that, inshallah, those who took notes, at least they could have reviewed them at home. And we said that we know some of the angels, some of them we know their names, we know their duties, they've been given assignments, we know what they are. Like Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he brings revelation. And Mikael is the one responsible for rain and vegetation. Israfil is the one who blows into the horn on the day of judgment, and he's also among those who carry the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. Malak al-Mut, yes, the angel of death, the one who comes with the assistance, who take away the soul, the souls of the children of Adam, or perhaps more, Allahu A'lam. Al-Muhim, this was Al-Malaika. Now of course, this is all derived from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ with Jibreel. When he asked him, inform me about Iman, he said Iman is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers. The preordainment, day of judgment, I'm sorry, and preordainment, the good and the bad of it. So we dealt with belief in Allah, belief in angels. Now وكتبه أي كتب الله التي أنزلها مع الرسل. What is intended by كتبه, meaning the books of Allah that He has sent down with His messengers or to His messengers. ولكل رسول كتاب. The Shaykh رحمه الله بن عثيمين said, and every messenger has a book. قال الله تعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قال الله تعالى لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب. Allah عز وجل says, interpretation of the meaning in English, we have sent our messengers with the clear proofs, بينات, يعني something بين, something clear, يعني no doubt about it. A وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب, and we descended along with them الكتاب, the book. طيب, وهذا يدل على أن كل رسول معه كتاب. This is an indication according to the Shaykh رحمه الله that every messenger has a book. لكن لا نعرف كل الكتب, لا نعرف كل الكتب, but we do not know all the books, right? Some were mentioned to us. Who could tell us what books do we know? What books do we know?
Torah, Injil.
Who got the Torah?
Moses.
Musa alayhi salam. Who got the Injil?
Dawood, Zabur.
Zabur, Zabur, Dawood.
Dawood.
Suhuf, كمان Musa, wa Ibrahim.
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Wa Isa, wal Injil. Wa akhiran, Muhammad alayhi salam, wal Quran. These are the ones that we know. The other ones, we don't know. The same way there are other messengers that we don't know, right? In the Quran, how many were mentioned? 25. But we know from the other hadith, there are thousands of Anbiya. What is it? 124,000 Nabi. But we don't know all of them. Likewise, every messenger. Now you know there's a difference between a Nabi and a Prophet. A Nabi and a Rasul. We dealt with this. Every Prophet, every messenger has been given a book. But also we don't know them. We only know the ones that Allah mentioned. طيب. بل نعرف منها, the Shaykh said, بل نعرف منها صحف إبراهيم وموسى. والتوراة والإنجيل الزبور والقرآن ستة. The only ones that we know are the scriptures given to Abraham and Moses, and the Torah, which is the Old Testament given to Moses, الإنجيل, the Gospel given to Jesus, الزبور, given to Dawood عليه الصلاة والسلام, والقرآن, given to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Six. Which one is the only one that is a reference for the human beings now? Quran. Muhaymin. It overshadows, overpowers all the rest of the books. For one obvious reason. All the other books have been distorted. They have been changed. Some of them don't even exist. Some of them, they have some left. And a lot of additions and deletions and changes and misinterpretations and bad translations and you name it. The only book that has been protected from all of that by Allah Azza wa Jalla is the book of Allah, the Quran. That's why it's the reference for anyone who wants guidance. That's what... نعم.
What is the difference between the Torah and the Injil?
التوراة هو ما أعطي موسى والإنجيل ما أعطي عيسى عليه السلام.
بس هو عيسى عليه السلام قال مصدق لما بين يديه التوراة يعني والإنجيل برضو مرتبط بالتوراة.
إيه لأنه العهد القديم يسمى والعهد الجديد. The Old Testament
yes.
is what Musa was given. Jesus was sent to the children of Israel
yeah.
to confirm what was in the Torah and to remove some of the burdens that Allah had put upon them.
Yeah.
يعني يخفف عنهم.
Yes.
إيه. So he didn't come with the قصد منها. He didn't come with a new شريعة. Rather, he came to continue what was given to Musa,
yeah.
and the same manhaj,
yeah.
with some extra things that Allah gave him in the Injil.
Now yeah. Christian, all Christian take Injil without Torah, العهد الجديد حقهم.
Hey.
يعني غلط يعني دينهم غلط
فيه. And from the wrong from the beginning. يعني their book they're referring to is not reliable.
يأخذ من التوراة ويكملوا الإنجيل يعني فوق عهد قديم وعهد جديد.
But هو the Bible is both the Old and the New Testament.
نعم التوراة كمل الإنجيل.
That's what they do. They use both.
نعم.
But both of them have been distorted. طيب. نعم لأن صحف موسى بعضهم يقول هي التوراة. He said but they may be five because some say that the scriptures that were mentioned that were given to Moses are the Torah. Right? At the end of Surah Al-A'la, Suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. The Shaykh is saying, some scholars say that the Suhuf of Musa is the Torah. So then there are five. We no longer say the Torah and the scriptures of Moses. Rather, the scriptures of Moses are the Torah. He says, according to some scholars.
The five books for what? Five. We say five.
Badal Sitta, the ones that we know. Instead of six, five. Because two of them are really one. The scriptures of Moses are the Torah, according to one opinion. وبعضهم يقول غيرها. Some other scholars say, no, they're different. The scriptures of Moses are not exactly the Torah. He was given two, the Torah and the scriptures. فإن كانت التوراة فهي خمسة وإن كانت غيرها فهي ستة. If it is the Torah is actually the scriptures of Moses, then it is five. If it is others, then it's six. ولكن مع ذلك نحن نؤمن بكل كتاب أنزله الله على الرسل وإن لم نعلم به نؤمن به إجمالا. He says, regardless, we believe in all the books that Allah has descended upon His messengers, even if we don't know the book in particular. We believe in all of them in totality. We believe in all of them in general. طيب, this is all we need about the books. Now we go to ورسله. So far, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. We dealt with the first three, here's the fourth one. ورسله أي رسل الله. Of course, رسل is the plural of what? رسول. وكتبه is the plural of what?
كتاب.
نعم. كتب is plural, كتبه is with a ضمير referring to the books of Allah. نعم. تؤمن بالله وملائكته of Allah, wa kutubihi of Allah, wa rusulihi of Allah, يعني the books of Allah and the messengers of Allah and the angels of Allah. طيب. أي رسل الله وهم الذين أوحى الله إليهم بالشرائع وأمرهم بتبليغها وأولهم نوح وآخرهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning it is the messengers of Allah, those whom Allah has revealed upon the legislations. And He commanded them to convey it to the people. They were commanded to convey the message that Allah gave him, the Sharia. The first of them is Nuh alayhi salam. Huh? And the last of them is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now why is Adam not the first?
Because he's a prophet.
Aywa. He's a prophet. Adam was a prophet, he was not a messenger.
Yes.
He was not given any book. He was not given any revelation. Rather, he was on the fitrah. He was on the natural inclination of worshiping Allah alone. There was no shirk in the beginning until the time of Nuh alayhi salam, when they took these people took Waddan wa Suwa'an wa Yaghutha wa Ya'uqa wa Nasra, and they took these as gods, and then Nuh alayhi salam was sent to take the people back into worshiping Allah alone. Otherwise there was Tawheed on earth during the time of Adam, so there was no Risala. But he was a Nabi that Allah Azza wa Jalla had spoken to and chosen. You know, he was the first of the creation. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Ahlan wa sahlan. طيب الدليل على أن أولهم نوح. The evidence that Nuh is the first one. قوله تعالى إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده. Allah Azza wa Jal says interpretation of the meaning in Surah An-Nisa, verse 163. We have revealed to you as we have revealed to Nuh, as we have revealed to Nuh and the prophets who came after him. So Allah says Nuh first and then those who came after him, putting Nuh in the beginning of the list. طيب يعني وحيا كإحيائنا إلى نوح كإحائنا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وهو وحي الرسالة. What is intended by وحي is the being given the revelation of the legislation, receiving the law that they will conduct, that they will rule by on earth. وقوله ولقد أرسلنا نوحا وإبراهيم وجعلنا في ذريتهما النبوة والكتاب. Surah Al-Hadid, verse 26. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and we have sent Nuh and Abraham. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah ahlan. Grab a comfortable seat. Hey. And we have sent Nuh and Abraham. And we have made and we have decreed that through their progeny, through their children, طيب, the prophethood and the books. The prophethood and the books. يعني Nuh alayhi salam, Allah chose him that all of the prophets and the messages will come from his loins. Ibrahim is from Nuh. Right? Surah As-Saffat. وَأَنَّ مِنْ شِعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. And from those who came from the loins of Nuh was Ibrahim. Because after Allah saved Nuh, no one was left. Nuh was saved and everybody else died. So any prophet or messenger who came after Nuh had to be from Nuh. He couldn't have come from anyone else. So Ibrahim and Nuh. Allah put in their loins, yani in their children, those who will come after them, the prophethood and the book. في ذريتهما أي ذرية نوح وإبراهيم والذي قبل نوح لا يكون من ذريته. Whomever is before Nuh cannot be from his loins. أحسنت. وكذلك قوله تعالى. Now he's given us three different verses proving that Nuh was the first messenger. وكذلك قوله تعالى وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. سورة الذاريات verse 46. قد نقول إن قوله من قبل يدل على ما سبق. So we could, he says, and the people of Nuh from before, verily they were corrupt people. The people of Nuh were corrupt people, those who disbelieved, of course. He says we could use the evidence that min qabl, from before, meaning that which came before, that which preceded us, indicating that Nuh came first. إذا من القرآن ثلاثة أدلة تدل على أن نوحا أول الرسل. So from the Quran we have three textual evidences, three verses indicating that Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام was the first messenger. ومن السنة. Now we have something from the Sunnah. And of course everybody knows this rule. The Sunnah explains the Quran and clarifies it and adds more meanings to it. طيب, the Sunnah explains the Quran. They go hand in hand of how we understand the deen. You cannot understand the Quran without the Sunnah. Not possible. You have to refer to the Sunnah.
You mean Hadith?
Hadith, yes. In its all general form, نعم. So through the Sunnah, you understand the Quran. Now we have من السنة ما ثبت في حديث الشفاعة أن أهل الموقف يقولون لنوح أنت أول رسول أرسله الله إلى أهل الأرض وهذا صريح. From the Sunnah, as we have the hadith of Shafa'ah, the hadith of intercession. Everybody knows the hadith?
No.
The hadith goes something like this with a brief summary. The people will be waiting for 50,000 years for Allah Azza wa Jal to judge. This is at the day of judgment. After the Israfil blows into the horn the second time. And everybody resurrects. Everybody gets out of their graves. And everybody is in Ard al-Mahshar, the land of resurrection, the land of gathering, where everybody will be gathered. People will be drowning, ask Allah to save us on that day. People will be drowning in their sweat according to their evil. So some will be drowning to their ankles. Some will be drowning to their knees. Some will be drowning to their waist. Some will be drowning to their chest. And some will be drowning up to their nose. Almost drowning, I'm sorry. Some will be covered up. And the last one, they will be drowning, almost drowning, where they can hardly breathe. For 50,000 years, waiting for Allah to judge. Allah Azza wa Jal will not come for the judgment. This is in preparation. فِيَوْمَنْ كَانَ مَقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. On the day which will be equal in time for 50 to 50,000 years. Now, this is for the corrupt people. Of course, the believers, not any believer. The believer with certain qualities will be chilling in the shade. Right? You know the hadith of the seven whom Allah will shade in His shade, the day there's no shade but His shade. Seven, Imamun Adil, a just ruler. A just ruler. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. A young man who was brought up in obedience to Allah. يعني he didn't go left or right, as they say. Maybe it's too late for some of us, but we have other things that we can make it up with. طيب. We may not be a just ruler because we're not really in rulership. We may not have been really good in the teenage days, but there's more coming. Rajulun, this anyone can do. Anyone here can do this. Rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakun bil masajid. A man whose heart is attached to the masjid. Now this is feasible. This is attainable. All you have to do is keep your heart in the masjid. What does it mean? You take it out of your chest, you hang it, and you go pray at home? No. Some people may have a misconception, say, bring me a surgeon to the masjid, let him take my heart out and keep it here. I'll pray at home with the woman. No. What is intended is that you, as soon as your mind is stuck with the salah in the masjid, you cannot understand, you cannot possibly digest the idea of praying at home or praying elsewhere. Particularly with time. You are concerned about being in the masjid on time. يعني, if before the adhan, mia mia. After the adhan with a little bit, mashi hala. But this right before the iqama business doesn't work. That's not a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. That's a person whose heart is attached to the dunya. And because he has to pray, he comes to the masjid. That's not what it is intended. If you go to the Salaf al-Salih radiallahu anhum, the righteous predecessors, they were on another note. I believe it was Ibn al-Musayyib who said, I have for 50 years, I did not miss the takbirat al-ihram, and I never looked at the behind of another man. Yani he was never in the second row.
How many years?
50 years. He didn't miss the salah in the jama'ah. Now maybe you may go through some sickness where you're unable to do that, you're excused. But as far as intentions are concerned, this is something feasible, ya akhwan. And wallahi, some of us and many of us have shortcomings with the salah. And it's just an extra 5-10 minutes. But the shaitan, and we seek refuge in Allah from the shaitan, he tries to misguide us in this way. Where he will get you busy right before the adhan. The phone starts ringing, the people, I want, just give me 2 minutes, brother, I want to speak to you. Everything comes at the time of salah. You trying to get out of the door, and as if people want to close the door and lock you in. Don't allow that to happen. Now, release yourself. Know in your mind before the adhan, in some minutes you'll be in wudu already, your mind is thinking, you're watching the time, you know what time the salah comes, you are at the masjid early. If you want to be in the shade of Allah on the day of judgment, this is something feasible. Especially in this country. It may not be the same back home. Maybe you have to travel a long distance to go to the masjid. Here, mashallah, tabarakallah. You walk 5 minutes max, you are in the masjid. Plenty of room to be in the front row because there's so many masajid. It's not like there's a thousand brothers in one masjid where it's difficult. It's feasible. But we have to understand that the shaitan is our enemy and he knows about the virtue of being in the front row and going early to the salah, so he will just try to prevent us. Either we will outsmart him or he will outsmart us. Each one of us has enough intellect to know which one he's supposed to decide. So three, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. أَرْبَعَ رَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّى بِاللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two men, two women by default, who love each other for the sake of Allah. Not for any business, not because every time you need money, he'll give you, lend you some money, not because he gave you a job. This becomes dunya. It may affect your love for him, it may not. But loving each other for the sake of Allah, meaning this person may be from a different country, with a different skin color, with a different language, different accent, different everything, but you love him because he's a believer and you're a believer. And you feel that you have the same common goals and the same destination that you're aiming for. So you forget about all the barriers that the people put, and your concern is loving him for the sake of Allah. There's no gain. You may love someone because he's from your country, but yet because you feel this connection, that's not love for the sake of Allah. It has to be strictly for the sake of Allah. This is rare nowadays. People only love people who come from the same city that they come from, let alone a country. It has to be from the same street in order to be, oh, you're cool, we're cool. Otherwise, he is from here, he's from there, no, we don't get along. And I had suffered from this, you know, before. Pakistani brothers don't like Indian brothers. And Indian brothers don't like Pakistani. You mess around and tell a Pakistani you're Indian, forget about it. Yeah, who cares? You know, we're different. No, you're not. I'm not saying everybody. I'm not generalizing. The same thing with Arabs. I'm not trying to, you know, free Arabs from this. We have our own set of problems. And everyone, Malaysians, you tell him you're Filipino, he will get mad. And you know what's going on. This is the way people are. Islam came to remove these barriers, ya akhwan. So we need to free ourselves from these shackles of jahiliyyah, in a sense. And just love each other for the sake of Allah. Tayyib. Four. Fifth. A man who, a woman of beauty and prestige and dignity. Oh, not dignity. She doesn't have dignity. I'm sorry. Of status.
What do you mean, teacher?
Huh?
What do you mean she doesn't have any dignity? Sorry, sorry.
You will see why. She offers herself to you.
Oh, that's no. Right.
So you say, verily I fear Allah. If she had dignity, she wouldn't offer herself to you. That's why.
Yes,
so this is rough business, by the way. You know, as men, and a woman offering herself, this is beautiful and all that stuff. But who do we have an example in that? Yusuf alayhi salam. That's exactly what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. He said, Ma'ad Allah. Inni akhafu Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. I am afraid of Allah. Akrama mathway ila akhir al-ayat. Tayyib, mumtaz. Five. Six. A person who gives a charity with his right hand, so much so that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand spent. What is intended is secret. Person given its charity in such a secretive way, where his left hand doesn't know what his right hand spent. Yani a person who looks for a needy person, he makes sure no one sees him and he gives him the money for the sake of Allah. Unlike someone who will come and tell you, see this masjid you're praying in? I built it. You hear that? See this shoes that the people are doing for wudu? I bought it. Or he gives money to the people. He wants everybody to see. This is called riya. We seek refuge in Allah from showing off. That's not for the sake of Allah. This person is secretive in his sadaqah. He doesn't want people to know about it. Only Allah. And the person receiving it, of course. Even if the person receiving doesn't know, it's even better. Just let the money get to him without even know it's you. We ask Allah to give us this quality. Last but not least, a person who remembered Allah in seclusion, so he cried. Seven qualities, ya akhwan. Prophet ﷺ said, سَبْعَةٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ ظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ بِذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. كَمَا قَالَ عَيْسَى وَسَلَمَ. Seven qualities. Whomever has them, he will be under the shade of Allah on the day there is no shade but the shade of Allah. So in these 50,000 years that the people are waiting suffering, brothers with these qualities will be hanging. And it comes in another narration that the duration of the Day of Judgment for the believer is equal to the time between Dhuhr and Asr. Dhuhr and Asr is how you feel. For the people it's 50,000 years, for the disbelievers. For the believer who feared Allah in the dunya, like the time between Dhuhr and Asr under the shade of Allah. The bottom line is, the hadith continues. Now this was inside hadith and in this hadith. While the people are waiting, they will get fed up. They start looking for solutions. Say, look, we need to get this going. They know they're going to go to the fire at this point. But they're suffering so much that they want to end the suffering. They want to even go to the fire so they will not stand in the heat. Now the sun will be only as far as 1 mile. As it comes in narration, meal. And the scholars say the meal could be the distance of 1 mile, or it could be that little thing in the al-kahl. You know the things that the woman use for or even the male, for the eyebrows?
Kubul.
Hey, that, see the machine?
Kubul applicator.
Aywa, mashallah. Some say the sun will be only this far from the heads of the people. They will start looking, then they will go to Nuh alayhi salam. And they will say, Nuh, oh Nuh, you are the first messenger that Allah sent to the people. Intercede with Allah, let him judge between us. Nuh will say, nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself. Huh? Myself. He will mention a fault that he asked Allah to save his son after Allah had decreed and told him that your son is not among the believers. طيب. So he feels ashamed of asking Allah. He will say, go to Ibrahim. They will come to Adam before Nuh. They will say, you are the creation of Allah. Allah created you with his hands, and you are, you know, the first, you are our father. He will say, I disobeyed Allah. Right? He told me not to eat from the tree, and I ate from the tree. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, go to Nuh. Nuh will tell him, I did such. They will send him to Ibrahim. Ibrahim will say, nafsi, nafsi, myself. I lied. When he told the people that this is my God. And the son said, this is my God. Yeah, insignificant things. But this is how they are. Nafsi, nafsi, go to Musa. Musa will send him to Isa. Isa will send him to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will say, ana laha. Now notice the difference between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the others. He will say, I am for it. The other prophets and messages say, nafsi, nafsi, myself. Leave me alone, man. I'm trying to save myself today. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, ana laha, I am for it. Then he will go and supplicate to Allah. He will do sujood, and he will ask Allah, and Allah will open his mind and his heart for a dua that no one has ever said before. Until Allah will tell him, O Muhammad, raise your head. Ask and you shall be given. Then he will say and intercede, and he will be given the intercession. Then the Prophet ﷺ will intercede, and then Allah Azza wa Jal will begin judging his creation. After the Prophet ﷺ intercedes for the whole creation, those who are making fun of him right now, it will be through him that part of their suffering will end, so they can go to the next suffering in the hellfire. But still, he will intercede for the creation, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he'll be concerned about his ummah. Or everybody will say, nafsi, nafsi, he will say, ummati, ummati, my nation, alayhi salatu wasalam. But how do we give him in return? We oppose the sunnah. And this is the problem that we have nowadays. No problem. Our love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of what he has done for us, is not something that we only express with our words and then we do not do it in action. This is a misconception that the many Muslims have. They go against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything in life, but they celebrate his birthday on a day that he did not order us to do, and claim that all the love is through the celebration. And true love is by following him. How he looked, how he dressed, how he got up, how he sat down, how he ate, how he entered the bathroom, how he dealt with his wives, you name it. True love is following him. And Allah told us in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you claim that you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. You have in the Messenger of Allah a good example. And the verses are many, everybody knows them. So what we should do in these times of difficulties, where the Prophet ﷺ is being insulted by these low-life nobodies, who will get their share of what they're doing. These are people who are declaring war against Allah. And if you declare war against Allah, the one who created you, you are not going to win. Now, you will have plenty of punishment, whether sooner or later, it's going to come. And people in the hellfire will be punished according to how evil they used to be. So the one who was not a Muslim but did not offend the Muslims, did not go against the Muslims, is not the same one who is not a Muslim but is also trying to put out the light of Allah. Each one will have a punishment accordingly. That's why Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, he will be in the fire, but he will only have shoes made out of fire that will make his brain boil. But he will not have a punishment because he supported the Prophet ﷺ. He was supporting the Muslims, although he didn't become one. As opposed to someone who is trying to destroy Islam, Allah told us in, you know, Surah Maryam, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْدِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جَثِيَّةً. By your Lord, Allah swears, by your Lord, we shall gather them along with the devils. Then we will bring them forth on their knees around the hellfire. ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيَعَةٍ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَنِ عِتِيَّةً. Then Allah will pick from each one of these groups which one was the most evil and the one that was most rebellious against Allah Azza wa Jal. ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا صِلِيَّةً. But Allah says, verily, and we are more knowledgeable, we know more those who are most deserving of this pit of this hellfire. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جَثِيَّةً. Then Allah will save those who have taqwa and will leave the disbelievers and the oppressors on their knees in the hellfire. So those who oppose Allah and His Messenger will get their share of the punishment. But we have an obligation also. Allah will take the revenge for the Prophet ﷺ. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'in. Allah will defend him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have an obligation. The first one and the easiest one that is within reach is to apply his sunnah. Live accordingly. That's all. If we're able to do more, then each person can do accordingly. But apply the sunnah, teach people the sunnah. If you don't apply the sunnah, you can't teach people the sunnah. فَاقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يَعْطِهِ. The one who doesn't possess something cannot give it to someone else. Now ask Allah to give us the understanding of the deen and make us among those who practice the sunnah. So anyways, the evidence here in this particular hadith that the people on the day of judgment will tell Nuh, you are the first messenger that Allah sent to the people on earth. Yes. So this is an evidence that Nuh is the first messenger. We use three verses from the Quran and this is one hadith.
In English, same name, Nuh?
Noah. N-O-A-H. Naam. أما آدم عليه الصلاة والسلام فهو نبي وليس برسول. As for Adam, as we mentioned earlier, he is a prophet and not a messenger. وأما إدريس فذهب كثير من المؤرخين أو أكثرهم وبعض المفسرين أيضا إلى أنه قبل نوح وأنه من أجداده، لكن هذا قول ضعيف جدا، والقرآن والسنة ترده وصواب ما ذكرنا. The Shaykh Rahimahullah said, as for Idris, you know, it comes in Idris in Surah Maryam, right? وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ
إِدْرِيسَ
إِيْ وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ وَرَفَعْنَاهُ أحسنت. Idris, he said, many of those who write history and a lot of the Mufassirin, or some of them he said, have said that he came before Nuh. Idris was before Nuh, he was actually among his grandfathers. He says, but this opinion or position is very weak. And the correct position, and the Quran and the Sunnah reject that. And the position that is correct is what we mentioned. That Nuh was the first, and Idris didn't come before Nuh alayhi salatu salam. وَآخِرُهُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And the final messenger, the first was Nuh, and the final was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. لقوله تعالى ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. How does the verse begin? ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. Muhammad was not the father of any one of your men. Rather, he was the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets. The seal of all prophets. طيب. ولم يقل خاتم المرسلين. Now why does it say خاتم النبيين, خاتم النبيين not خاتم المرسلين? Why the seal of all prophets not the seal of all messengers?
Because our
previous old prophets. Yeah, but somebody, if a non-Muslim comes and give you a misconception, he will say, you said that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger, but the verse says that he is the final prophet. So maybe another messenger will come. Because it only says that he's the last prophet. It didn't say he's the last messenger.
Then you explain to him that a messenger is a prophet.
All messengers are prophets.
Good. Tell him you cannot be a messenger unless you're a prophet. So if you say that no more prophets, meaning no way there's going to messenger is going to come. Good. So the Shaykh mentions that anyways. وَخَاتَمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ لَأَنَّهُ إِذَا خَاتَمَ النُّبُوَّةَ خَاتَمُ الرِّسَالَةَ مِنْ بَابِ أَوْلَى. If a prophethood has been sealed, then the message will be sealed more so. فَإِنْ قُلْتَ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ يَنْزِلْ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ. See, the Shaykh will bring the shubuha that someone may have and he will refute it. He will bring the doubtful things that may come across some people who don't know. Then he gives you the answer, preparing you for da'wah. وهو رسول فما الجواب. Somebody will come and say Jesus will come back at the end of time. And he's a messenger.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى قال القرآن وإن أعوذ برب الصديق وإن منهم ليؤمن به قبل موته ويكون عليهم وإن منهم إلا ليؤمن به قبل موته.
نعم.
وحتى في الحديث الصحيح
أنه إنه يعلم الساعة.
نعم. وفي كمان إنما بعثت وزيرا وبعث أميرا.
إيه.
ويحكم العالم 40 سنة كما ورد.
نعم في الأحاديث. نعم بارك الله فيك.
Sorry sir, but the Prophet Jesus didn't die, right? He wasn't crucified.
Correct.
So it wasn't. Why did the Christians believe this, sir?
Why do they believe that? Well, the Christians believe anything anyone tells them. You tell them that, you know, an apple is divine, and a priest will give them a few lectures for 3 weeks in a row, they will worship an apple. No problem. Because they don't have, that's why they are considered among the dullal. غير المغضوب عليهم, the Jews. They had knowledge, but they went against it. Dalin, misguided, these people have known, they lost the knowledge. You, if you believe that Allah is part of three, and that Allah has a son who came on earth, defecated, urinated, was beat up, slapped around and crucified, you must have deficiency in your understanding.
This is a form of shirk if you believe this, right?
This is the epitome of shirk. Yes, of course. But I'm saying that's what they believe. If you believe that, then believing something else is more possible. Because that is extreme belief, to believe these things about Allah Azza wa Jal. Specifically when the books that they're referring to doesn't really give them that support. Rather the verses go against that particular teaching. But it's what the priests teach. And it's whatever goes with the flow. They just want to have fun in life. So it's easy to say, Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Khalas. And you read them, I receive emails. You know, I indirectly sign up for all these Christian websites. And I get on the mailing list to see what these people think. You will get some strange emails, man. One of them said, if you want to become a born again Christian, it encourages you to become born again. It says, all you have to do is repeat after me in the email. Say, thank you God for killing Jesus for me. I know I am sinful and I deserve the fire, but Jesus took away my problem, so I'm going to go to the fire. Amen. Man, you must be out of here. You must be on vacation, man.
Maybe crazy not saying this. Crazy man not saying this.
Wallahi, man. And they're serious. They sent this email. You say, I know I've sinned and I deserve the hellfire, but Jesus came and took away the punishment from me. Khalas, I'm good to go. Yes? This is dependent. This is this kind of lazy mentality. That's like you.
Not only that, they go to the church, they give the money to the church, they say, Father, they say, you will tell the Jesus.
They buy land. At one point when there was war, the crusaders, they used to sell pieces in Jannah.
Yes.
In paradise. He said, you want a land up there? They were doing some businessman, ikarats and everything, real estate.
They drink wine, he said, it's blood of Jesus.
Yes, yes, and they eat flesh.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, we all known. But the bottom line is that I wanted, the example I wanted to mention is, imagine you get a job at a business. And you don't go to work. You sit home all day watching TV, drinking tea. Then you call at the 30th of the month, say, hey, send me my salary. The boss like, excuse me? What? You didn't come to work one day. Yeah, you have many employees working. This other guy who sits next to me has been working. Just send me my money. Do you think the boss is going to give you money because some other dude is doing the job?
No.
They hired you for you to come and you earn the money. Impossible. But that's how the Christians believe. I'm okay because somebody paid for my sin. So I don't have to worry about it, but give me paradise, give me salvation, give me iman, faith, goodness, but on the expense of someone else. Not anyone else, the Son of God. They allow that the Son of God is humiliated, crucified, belittled, people spat in His face, so they can have a good time. But as Allah says, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is not the sight that goes blind. It's the chest and the heart. You must be totally blinded to really live life like that. But what happens is, because you may think, no way, right? This is a quick punishment from Allah to them because they initially rejected the truth. Where they reach a point where they really, really, really believe that they are upon guidance. Not all of them at this point think that they are wrong. They reach a point where they are convinced that they are right.
Teacher, I have one story.
Just 1 second. Okay. Because I want to mention, I want to back up my statement with verses from the Quran.
Yes.
Why am I saying that? First, there are four verses. فَلَمَّا أَزَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So when they deviated, Allah made their hearts deviate. That's number one. وَنُقَلِّبُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتَهُمْ أبصارهم وأفئدتهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة. And Allah says, and we turn their sight, يرحمك الله, their sight and their hearts around as if they did not believe in it the first time. Allah tells us in another occasion, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Whomever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, the Quran being the utmost remembrance, Allah says, we will assign for him a shaitan who will become his close companion. He will become his qareen. Not only that, and these shayateen will be misguiding them from the path. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, but they will think that they are upon guidance. See, this is a punishment for rejecting Allah. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمَ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ. سورة الكهف. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. This is another surah. الكهف. وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرأ وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذن أبدا. Allah says, who is more oppressive than the one who was reminded about the verses of his Lord, but he turned away from it and he forgot what he has put forth from sins. Then Allah says, because of that, then we have put upon their hearts veils, shields, layers, and in their ears deafness. They no longer understand in a way that benefits, and they no longer understand, they no longer hear beneficial hearing, and they don't understand beneficial knowledge. وَأَن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَن يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. And even if you call them into guidance, they shall never become guided. Why? Because when the truth came, there's a place in the heart that interacts. As soon as you invite someone to Islam, this is the fitrah of the son of Adam, this is the way we were born, there's something in here. As soon as this interacts with the heart and the person rejects it, they know, but they don't want to give it up for pride, arrogance, worldly gain or something. If Allah Azza wa Jal will give him the punishment, if Allah wills, and if they change, Allah may guide them in the future. Doesn't mean that this is khalas, doomed. They may become guided once they decide to remove that veil, but as long as they are like that, then they shall remain misguided. So we understand why this is the case.
I remember once in England, because I'm British, so we're in the school. They had a chapel there, right? I wanted to go to chapel to see what all the commotion is about. Why do they like it so much? Yeah. Just curious. Went inside, and I saw this guy, Father Don. He was acting all nice and all that. He's going, "Yes, my child. Yes, my child. Yes, my child." And they were praising him like they were his father. Now, what happens was I sat in the back. You know, Tijani, like, he said we have a Muslim among us, so show them how good us Christians are, us Protestants. And you know, at the end they started singing and dancing about Jesus.
Yes.
And you know, like they usually do, but it's not the American version where they go hallelujah and all that.
Yeah.
It's the way the Brits do it is they just start waving their hands like that with candles and going and just sweeping one way from another like retards.
Yes.
The fact that I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, I want to sneak out. Someone catches me and puts me back, and I'm like, I go out and like, I'm never going to chapel again.
Good.
Look at that.
Yes.
Look at that. And in the month of Ramadan, they used to get food, and they used to spit on the food and throw it at me.
MashaAllah.
I looked at them and I said, thank you very much.
The Jews, neither the Jews nor the Christians will ever be pleased with you until you go to their religion, until you become كونوا هودا أو نصارى. Be it Jews or Christians, Ibrahim was a Jew and a Christian, everybody to them was a Jew and a Christian. Anyways, إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. Those who disbelieve among the polytheists and the people of the book will be in the hellfire eternally. Those are the worst of the creation. يعني the animals, mia mia, the plants, mia mia, the cow, the donkey, everybody's good, but the disbelievers are below. أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل. They are like the cattle, but they are more astray. So don't worry about them. من غفور رحيم عزيز حكيم. إيه فاكر؟ أقرأ تفسيرها. إنما المقصود منها ليس المقصود منها أنهم مؤهلين للمغفرة. ليسوا مؤهلين. إيه, they are not qualified for any forgiveness from Allah, because Allah says in another verse, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به. And the Quran doesn't contradict. It is explained through the verses. This is the statement of Jesus. نعم. طيب المهم. فإن قلت عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام ينزل في آخر الزمان وهو رسول, فما الجواب؟ If you say that Jesus is the messenger of Allah and he will come back at the end of time, so what is the answer? He says, نقول هو لا ينزل بشريعة جديدة وإنما يحكم بشريعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We say that he will not come with a new sharia, where he is a new messenger. Rather, he will come and he will rule according to that of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. I don't know about the authenticity of the narration, but he said, the brother said the hadith of Rasulullah, the goodness is in my ummah in the beginning, and in the beginning and at the end of it is Jesus, peace be upon him. Anyways, we will conclude our sitting inshallah with that. We are currently, we stopped at the continuation of the debate that the Sheikh brought about with a person who may have a shubha, a doubt regarding how Jesus will come back at the end of time and how he's not considered a messenger. And then after that, inshallah, just half a page, we'll start dealing with the day of judgment and the resurrection after death, and what entails and what is involved in part of that. هذا والله أعلم, وما كان من صواب فبتوفيق الله جل وعلا, وما كان من خطأ فمني والله عز وجل بريء منه. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
This is what we Muslims seem to be very good at. And we're very good at looking at their mistakes. But the verse he pointed out was, the same mistake the Christians are doing, Muslims are making it today. Especially, unfortunately, I'm not being racist, but a lot of our brothers, a lot of us generally, we're making this mistake. But the thing is, we say Walad Dalin, and he said that we now take hukum from other than the Book of Allah, directly or indirectly. We're not returning back to the way of the Salaf. Okay? So we were happy to bash the Christians. This one said this about the Christians. We're happy to look at their faults. But the thing is, the Rasulullah said, we will follow them. There are people, my Ummah will follow their mistakes. Shibrin be Shibrin. And we're doing that exactly today. So for example, if the Prophet said, we should raise up, our trouser, okay, should go above the ankle. You get Muslims today, they'll say, my scholar somewhere in India or my scholar somewhere in Nigeria said, in the Sabbath, no, the companions didn't ask him all this, he is conceptualizing it, and he says, right now, today, we don't need to do it. I'll say, okay, for example, the women, this is a new one I just read in the newspaper, this is a professor of Islamic studies, he's saying the Prophet of Islam forbade women to travel. This is clear. Now, he says, well, what the Prophet said was for a particular reason, and this is not in existence today. Okay? So we're following the same situation with the Christians are. And we're not in a situation to really be happy. Because if you see the situation of the Ummah, if you see the situation of the, those of us who have lived with Christians and have done da'wah with Christians, and have seen Muslims leave Islam and become Christians, not like in this country, you know that we're jokers. Muslims were jokers. So we like resting on the oars of other people. So, I mean, I have classmates, five of them, they became Christians, they are Muslims.
طيب, Shamsuddin, hold on a second. Just a couple of things. When we do bash them and we show their falsehood, this is in order to strengthen our position and faith. Because when you recognize the falsehood and you see the truth that you're in, it will make you value the truth. It is not about, we're not negating the fact that we are following them in many aspects. Nonetheless, there's a major distinction between us, belief and disbelief. There, we are criticizing their disbelief. And that we cannot criticize in the Muslims, because it may go up and down, but the belief is there. The reality is, you're right, we are following them. But the way, the reason why we do this thing, me and the brothers or whomever else that you may hear saying that.
No, you're getting me wrong.
I'm just explaining. Listen to me, Shamsuddin. So we will, whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla made this, they say, the scholars say, بِالْأَضَّادِ تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءِ. Through the opposites, you will recognize the things. When you see something so falsehood, you will appreciate the truth that you have. So this was the point. And for the brothers who go to da'wah, to be confident that you're not trying to win someone over from their religion to your religion, you're winning someone over from falsehood to the truth. No doubt about that.
Yes.
Hey, because of all the clear evidences that what they're upon is falsehood and what we're upon is the truth. Nonetheless, what he's saying is beyond correct. We don't want to fall into hypocrisy and criticize them while we imitate them. Rather, we should be the first to implement these particular things. And
can you give me an example right now? I've got to say that I prefer to work for a non-Muslim even in this country. Okay? I'm talking about those who work real life. I'm not saying you don't mix. Because if you have a Muslim boss, it's so difficult for you to pray.
Shamsuddin.
I've seen people bash Christians. What I would like us to appreciate really. The Muslims, and he made a good point, the Muslims, we do not do Islam of ourselves first.
Shamsuddin, you know, there is some Muslims here in Saudi Arabia, they travel outside in Ramadan month, because they want to fast.
Yeah, I don't look at their age. I'm not talking about people who are here. But the thing is, if we don't realize our short performance, and we don't make effort for it, we sit in the house in the same place, and we're just, we will keep sitting, and we'll never see the need to move. I read of a preacher in Brazil. He got killed right now, yesterday. He's in America. He spent 10 years in the jungle in America. Okay? But I have a Filipino who's a Muslim. I want to bring him here right now. I can't bring him. I can't tell you 100 reasons why I can't bring him. And I can't get one Muslim who will help me. So I'm telling you,
Shamsuddin.
This is emotional.
I know, this is emotional. Plus,
they say,
anyways, al-asl al-satru ala al-muslimin. The principle is that you don't publicize these particular things. And you don't say you would prefer to work for a non-Muslim boss over a Muslim because of some deficiency.
Hey,
I understand. Nonetheless, this puts the Muslims down. And Muslims are never to be put down, regardless of the situation. These are things that we endure with patience. We seek assistance from Allah, and we continue trying to make the best out of things. I know how you feel. It becomes personal to a certain extent. But a distinction has to be made, because when you're addressing a number of people, people vary in their understanding, in their perception, in their absorbing of the information. It may affect certain people a certain way. You may speak to one person who will understand you, another person may flip out. An Arab here may have jumped out of here and said, excuse me? I'm just saying. Alhamdulillah, we're brothers, we love you, and we don't care. But these things have to be... All right. Taken into consideration.
Individual is responsible for his own activity, isn't it?
Nah, inevitably. I mean, people from everywhere have, you know, ups and downs. But
my
Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.